We are recording. I have the sharing the screen. We have the agenda in the Hyperledger Wiki. And thank you for joining the Indie Contributors call. Apologies, we're starting a couple minutes late. Looking at the list of who's here, it looks like we all know each other. Anybody want to give an explicit welcome? So if you have the opportunity to list yourself as an attendee, that's always helpful. I'll hit edit so I can take notes. Related calls announcements. I know we got the Hyperledger Global Forum coming up. That's 6 weeks away now. We just finished IW. I wasn't able to attend. I had team members that went, but that's always an important event for our community. The main topic for today is to talk about the progress towards the Indie Node release that includes the GitHub Actions effort and the CI/CD there. So we'll spend most of our time in that part of the status updates. Anybody have any update we need on Indie monitoring, shared libraries, URSA? We decided in the last call that we'd wait on the contributor campaign till after Global Forum, the Hyperledger Global Forum. But any updates that are not Indie Node, because we'll be doing Indie Node with the rest of the call, if you don't mind me postponing that, Wade.
Yeah, that's fine.
So any other updates that the team, that the group needs? I think it's worth spending a minute to talk about the Indie SDK. I have seen more contributions in the SDK than I expected. That's fantastic. Wade, are you aware of anybody talking about a release?
We're trying to get the GitHub Actions stuff going. So there's been a discussion between the between some of us, Patrick and Lott, about disabling libvcx. The tests are currently failing, so Ian, Patrick, myself, and can't remember the other guy's name off the top of my head, but we're considering disabling the libvcx or the vcx tests, so that the Jenkins pipelines can complete, so that we can merge the GitHub Actions. Are there any objections to that?
No, I am wholly in favor. I suggest putting a note in the README saying libvcx in the Indie SDK is deprecated and people should use Aries VCX that Patrick's team maintains, and okay, then just ripping it all out. That would be my
goal. Okay. That is how I will proceed then.
There were some patches in the Indie SDK libvcx that were supposed to be contributed to Aries VCX. My team didn't get the pull request to the Aries VCX in. So Patrick might want to pull those over before he removes it from Indie SDK.
Okay.
But I think Patrick's proposal that they're separate repositories and VCX doesn't complicate the Indie SDK is the right approach.
Okay. Yeah. That's the consensus.
Excellent. Thank you for that update. That was the kind of conversation I was looking for, because I saw some questions. Proposal is to deprecate the libvcx in the Indie SDK and focus on Aries VCX. And I think that's a good proposal. Any other questions or updates on Indie SDK? Any questions or updates on Indie monitoring or other Aries libraries, URSA, things like that?
Indie node monitoring, we haven't done much on that. We've been myself and folks at DidX have been busy on other things. So Lohan and myself have not had a chance to do much there. Lynn, have you done anything? I wasn't even able to make the last Indie Node Monitoring call. So
I have not made a lot of progress either. Overall, that project continues to progress a little bit, and we still have meetings, and we switched to monthly meetings, and we're slowly but surely adding things and making some progress, just not very quickly.
Yeah, I expect that progress on that will pick up in, say, the next few weeks or next couple months. There's a lot in the air right now, so I don't have a lot of extra time.
Yeah, we got a lot in flight. Absolutely. So thank you for that update. One note on URSA. The URSA health seems to be struggling. I just observe the URSA community. I don't participate a lot, but it looks like they got partway through a factor and then momentum slowed. And so URSA is not building, I'm told. I know it's not working on Ubuntu 20.04 yet. It works, but it doesn't build on 20.04. Just want to put out a request for this community that anybody who's interested, URSA could use some TLC. And I know a lot of the contributors to URSA have moved on to other things, so that's part of the challenge. So, okay, anything else before we move on to the current status of Indie Node, the Indie Node release? That's the main topic today. Okay, let's dive in. Wade, can you give us a status update?
Sure. So, everybody else that's on the call, please correct me where I'm wrong or if I miss something, but I'm kind of going to give an overview of everything. So on the CI/CD portion, the CI bits of Indie Plenum is the furthest along. So Robin Clemens has done a wonderful job of getting the CI and CD framework together for both 1604 and 2004. The CI/CD GitHub Actions process in 2004, in the 2004 branch, needs to sort of merge bits and pieces together. There is a ticket that summarizes that everybody who's been working on it knows about. The official Hyperledger Debian repository is in place and working. Robin, let me know if you want, ping me on Rocket Chat and let me know if you want an account that can write there. But the all of the secrets needed are set up in GitHub Actions. Thanks to Rye for all of that, including original access to the Artifactory repository. So everything is in place to finish that off. Devin Smith has actually posted a couple dev packages that he's built locally and posted in there so that he can move forward with things on his side. So that's where we are with Plenum. Node is in a slightly less complete state. There are bits and pieces started, but
apologies, Wade. Before we go to Node, I just want to be really clear. What is left on Plenum?
Plenum, I think, is the CD process needs to be completed in the 2004 branch so that we can actually publish packages, because everything else from here on out depends on that. So that needs to be completed. I think we're very close. All of the dependencies for being able to complete the CD process are done. The Evernym team, thanks to everybody there, has gotten rid of a lot of the PIN dependencies in the 2004 branch. And they've identified others that need to be unpinned, but they're waiting on a completed CD process in order to better test the completed packages before they do any of that additional unpinning, so that they can perform additional tests, because the pins that are left are go deep into Indie Plenum.
Okay. Thank you. That's helpful. Sorry. Indie Node.
Indie Node CI/CD is in a slightly less complete state, although it will follow pretty much the exact same pattern as Indie Plenum. So not too concerned about that. It does depend on the Indie Plenum packages to complete. So we will, that it should be fairly straightforward to figure out once the Indie Plenum is complete. I should mention also, we're trying on the BC Gov and Sovereign sides, we're trying to secure Devon to help out and focus more on completing these CI/CD processes, because he's been working from the other end, as I'll explain, and is basically needing the dependencies to be built here to complete the work on the Sovereign and Token plugin side. So CD process, same thing. It's going to, the CD processes are blocking all of the completion and of the work. So we need to get that done. Sovereign releases. So Devon has been working on the Sovereign package, the token plugin package, LibSov token, and Indie test automation. Kind of touching all of those and working as much as he can back towards Node and Plenum as he can without those being complete. So one of the reasons why we want to try and secure him more on this to help out the process is to is so that he can finish the rest of the Sovereign release work. So one of the things that he's done on the Indie test automation is he's starting to based on work from Alex, breaking apart the dependencies in Indie test automation so that it doesn't depend so much on the Sovereign packages, that those can be plugged in during the CD process. LibSov token, the 2004 release of that is almost done. To save time, we're going to use its existing CI/CD process. Token plugin is pretty much done. We just need the packages from Node and Plenum. Same with the Sovereign release. We need to finish that off and finish off some work on the Indie test automation side as well. So there's this web of dependencies that really start with Indie Plenum. So we need to start there and work. We've kind of been working in both directions, but we need to finish off things in dependency order. So one of the questions I have is for Robin. What is your time like? Because one of the things that I'd like to do is get you and Devon connected together and see how you guys can break it apart, or if you don't have time to do it, then maybe we can get Devon up to speed on what the goings on that side.
Yeah, I think I can. I have a day this week. I can work on the CD part of Plenum. So would happy to connect to what is his name? Denim, I guess.
Devon Smith. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. If you can connect us. And in terms of this publishing of the artifacts to this artifactory, like the Debian files, do you think it would make sense to do this locally first, or start with my own repository of JFrog artifactory, or is it better to directly move the deb files there?
I think we can, it's new enough that I think that we could probably just try doing it there, because we've got full control over it. So if, you know, we decide to change the structure or whatever, we can delete things and move things around as needed.
Okay. Yeah, I think I will work on this on Thursday or on Friday.
Perfect. Thank you.
And Robin, do you think there are days left for that or weeks left for that?
I've not worked with Artifactory and uploading Debian files, but I think it's more a kind of days than weeks.
Yeah, I would agree.
Almost everything finished instead of the publishing of the artifacts.
Overall, my feeling with the work that's been done so far is we're sort of in the neighborhood of weeks away to being able to have something that we could consider releasing. That's just my feeling at this point in time.
Yeah, in terms of releasing, yes, like the official release, I was talking about publishing the artifacts to the Artifactory.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's days.
More in the scope of days, but releasing the first release candidate of Ubuntu 20.04, that's in within weeks.
Yeah.
Excellent. We're excited for that. As soon as we have any plenum ready, any plenum CD ready, let us know and we can help finish up the pin dependency list and start testing releases.
Will do.
We still think it's reasonable that it wouldn't take us much additional effort to have a build that supports Ubuntu 16.04 alongside Ubuntu 20.04. From a code perspective, we do recognize that we would need two build pipelines, but Robin, just so you're aware that we think by changing which versions we pull in as dependencies that we can have a package that works on both, that we can have a release that is packaged for both operating systems. So it'd be separate packages, but it'd be the same version of Indie Node and Indie Plenum. And that might simplify the upgrade process if the CD portion of that is not much extra work.
Yeah, that's how we are doing this at the moment. In the master branch, we have the Ubuntu 16.04 parts, and we have a separate branch for Ubuntu 20.04. And depending on the branch, you do a pull request or merge, you trigger this pipeline, and then you will have both versions, like 20.04 and 16.04. Correct me if I'm wrong, Wade, but I think that's how it's set up at the moment.
And yeah, that is the way it is set up at the moment. I think what Richard is talking about is actually being able to, on the 20.04 branch, being able to run both the 16.04 and 20.04 pipelines and producing artifacts for both Xenial and Focal off of the 20.04 branch.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the proposal. And I recognize the current plan is the next release, Indie Node, 113, whatever we decide it's going to be called.
Yeah.
The current plan is it only supports Ubuntu 20.04, and we have people upgrade as we go through the process. But there might be an alternative plan that's equally easy and a little bit safer or easier to test. If it's easy to build those packages off of the Ubuntu, build packages for both operating systems off of the new branch.
That said, I think we should focus on the 20, getting the 20.04 release CD done first, and then we can reevaluate.
Agreed. Yeah, I'm not trying to increase complexity, just raising options that we can evaluate in the future. Renata, do you have any questions as you're collaborating with Robin and Wade and everybody else? Devin?
Nothing from my side, but if there are any help from me, I will be happy to answer for any questions.
Thank you.
Wade, are you waiting on anything from the Evernym team?
No.
Okay. That was my understanding. So glad to it can be easy to get lost in the chat. So glad to have that cleared up. Lynn, do you have any questions?
Yeah, I have a question. I had somebody talk to me and say, you know, in a couple of days here, we're running out of support for 1604, if I'm not mistaken. And they said, because that's not supported anymore, do we need to switch to a supported one? There is a 1604 that you can pay for support with, apparently. And they said, I think this was a sovereign steward that was asking.
Emails have gone out to all the sovereign stewards about the EMS or ESM program, the extended security management. So there's a bunch of different options. There's built-in options in Azure and AWS that allow you to wrap ESM support, which provides support for 1604 out to, I think, 2023 or something, 2024. And then they also, if you're self-hosting your node, they also offer ESM support that you can get directly from for Ubuntu. And all of those options have been sent, emailed out to the various stewards. So if they have any questions, then they can just fire their questions at Sovereign.
Yeah, and for anybody who watches the recording, if you have deployed Indy for your network, you should help us with the upgrade, and you should probably buy ESM until the next release is done.
Yeah.
Hey, quick question on that upgrade. One of our IT team looked into that, and what they told me is it sounded like they needed to rebuild the Ubuntu node in order to switch to that ESM contract.
Oh, interesting. Okay. That's not how I understood it. I understood it that that you would be able to sign up that after April 22nd, you would be able to sign up for it. That AWS and Azure were going to make it easier to switch over. But I can look into that further.
Okay. I'm kind of the middleman, so I may have it a detail wrong, but if you want to look into that, we'll look into it a little more. We're happy to go with that plan, but we were debating, you know, if indeed we do have to rebuild the node, do we want to rebuild it now or wait a month or however long it is until the new Indy version comes out and just kind of wait and pray? So we weren't quite sure what to do, because it's a fair piece of work to stand up a new node.
Yeah, it is. And we're going to need to do that anyway when we do the 2004 release. So, again, I mean, it's recommended if people can apply for the ESM program and get licensed. It's really up to the steward whether or not they do that. What it does is provides support for any security packages. So if, you know, say between now and when we get the 2004 release out, that there's a 0-day vulnerability or something, that would ensure that you have access to those security patches that you need to patch your node.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. We were just trying to debate, you know, at first I thought it was just kind of an option you could tick, something you could order in your Amazon account. And then one of the engineers told me it was a little more work than that. So we're trying to find out what the easiest path forward is.
Yeah, I know before I think April 22nd, it looked like you would have to, specifically with Amazon, it looked like you would have to use a different image, but you'd be able to migrate your drives over to it. But from what I understood from the documentation, that after the 22nd, they were making it easier.
Okay, I'll let them know and we'll look into it this evening when they rotate into the sun.
Yeah.
Hey, Wade, can you send me that email that you sent out to all your stewards? I'm curious as to what the options are and
yeah, sure.
Share it with other stewards. So.
Yep.
And thanks for the reminder, Steve, that it was a John from Anonymy that was asking me about that. So we're asking the same question from the same engineer here. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, we figure the same answer applies to all the indie networks on Amazon, at least.
Any other questions we should discuss today? Any other topics we should discuss today? Did my Zoom die?
No, Lynn okay. Has his hand up.
Thanks for confirming. Okay.
Yeah, sorry, I forgot to put it down from before.
That is fine. Well, if that's the case, then let's call that a day, and we'll continue our collaboration on Rocket Chat. And 2 weeks, we'll meet together again and get the update. Robin, you're the linchpin of this whole project. We're very excited for you to complete your efforts so that everything else is unblocked.
Okay.
if you need anything, if there's anything I can help with, just shoot me an email or get in touch, okay?
Yes, thanks. I'll let you know. Right.
Thank you. Okay. I'll post recording in a little bit. Thanks.
Thanks, Richard.
Bye.
Thank you.